Chapter 4, Sell Unrestricted Investments. It's almost always a better choice to lower your debt levels if the rate of interest you're paying exceeds 10 to 12% and is not tax deductible. Sell it or use it. If you have any sort of investments, you might want to sell them and repay your charge card balances. You really want to be careful which ones you sell, however, as there can be some pretty awful tax consequences if you make a risky choice. Think about a 401k loan to repay charge debt. You will be able to likewise consider a 401k loan as the interest you pay on it will go into your account. You are effectively paying interest to yourself. The bottom line is that you are able to avoid the income taxes and 10% early withdrawal penalization that are piled on top as long as you repay the loan inside the time frame allowed for by the Internal Revenue Service. In most cases, you would not want to merely sell 401k assets, cash out, and pay down your charge card debt. You are able to withdraw Roth individual retirement account contributions. IRS rules allow you to withdraw Roth individual retirement account contributions you've made into your account, but not the gain brought in on the money. In other words, if you've deposited $20,000 into a Roth individual retirement account over the past 10 years and have made $10,000 in earnings, you are able to withdraw equal to the $20,000 with no adverse tax penalties or consequences. Naturally, you lose decades of developing your money outside of the reach of Uncle Sam, but that's far better than drowning in elevated interest charge credit card debt. Brokerage firm and additional investment accounts. Investments you hold in regular brokerage firm accounts, such as stocks and bonds, will be subject to steady capital gains tax. But the emotional release that will come as you observe a big chunk of your charge card debt fall off should be far more pain-free than the cut taken by the IRS. Chapter 5, Snowball Technique. The snowball strategy can help you attack your charge card debt and repay your high interest balances for faster than you could by just utilizing a random payment arrangement. Get a roll going. The goal of taking charge of your financial life is to set up your cash flow every month. The more excess hard cash you have, the more you have to cut debts or spending on bettering your lifestyle. Each debt has a lower limit monthly payment. By paying off the bottom balance charge card account first, you bump off an entire fixed payment immediately, making your existing money reach further. You then take the income you were paying on the lowest charge card debt balance and send it into the following most modest. You duplicate this process until you are left with your single heaviest debt. This practice is called snowballing in the financial planning industry, as the sum of money you send into each payment bit by bit snowballs as each debt is cut back till you are sending in big amounts of cash to approach your biggest and last debt. Somebody who had $10,000 balance on a Bank of America charge card, a $30,000 department store charge card, and a $1,000 gas station charge card would send in all their additional money to the $1,000 filling station card. Once this debt was bumped off, they would take all of the income that had been going to it and blast at the $3,000 department store card. This cycle duplicates till all of the debts are repaid. It truly is an effective way to cut down and pay off charge card debt, and it's easy to comprehend. Charge cards. We love them and we hate them, don't we? Charge cards may make your life easier or truly complicate it. You can find out how to make the best utilization of your charge cards and how to avoid charge card traps. There are some free calculators on the internet that will show how your interest rate affects your account and what type of cards work best for you.